Monday, April 27th. The situation with Chloe was emotionally draining. But it wasn't the only drama fest I had to deal with on Friday. The other one began when I discovered the cafeteria was serving what looked like deep-fried hockey pucks smothered in a diarrhea gravy. And it smelled like it, too. Ew! So I decided to just have a banana for lunch. I was obviously very distracted about the Chloe crisis, because when I went to throw away my banana peel, I had a very unfortunate and slightly traumatic accident. With this guy, only it wasn't just any guy. OMG, Brandon, I'm so sorry. I thought you were garbage.
Yeah, wouldn't be the first time.
I could not believe Brandon actually said that. I never, ever said he was garbage. Now, maybe I treated him like garbage, but I never actually called him that. Big difference. After my apology crashed and burned, we just stood there staring at each other for what seemed like forever. So, Brandon, how are things going? I asked awkwardly and plastered on a smile. Brandon looked down at the slimy banana peel slowly sliding down the front of his shirt, then looked back at me and raised an eyebrow. OMG, sorry, let me take care of that for you. Don't move, I said as I dashed to the nearest table like my hair was on fire. I snatched a fistful of napkins from a dispenser and rushed back to Brandon. I'll have you cleaned up in no time, I said, catching my breath. I peeled the banana from his shirt and tossed it into a real garbage can. Then I dabbed at the slimy stain. Don't worry about it, Brandon said, looking rather embarrassed. No big deal. You really don't have to. Yes, I do, I interrupted. Firstly, it was my fault. And secondly, I'm your friend. Although with everything that's happened lately, it probably doesn't seem like it. I admitted sheepishly. Friend? Really, Nikki? You yelled at me for no apparent reason. Then after I wrote you an apology letter, you stood me up. Sorry, but with friends like you, who needs enemies? He said, obviously a little ticked off at me. Actually, I didn't mean to yell at you. That day I spazzed out. Mackenzie was being a major pain, and I seriously thought you were her when I said those things. I explained. And I did try to meet you at the cupcakery, but thanks to Mackenzie, I got there 3 days late. That girl is so hopelessly deranged, she actually sabotaged our relationship with red velvet cupcakes. Like, who does that? I ranted.
So you're saying all of this is Mackenzie's fault? And she was trying to undermine our friendship again?
Brandon asked skeptically. Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's at least partially her fault. Brandon, she's criminally insane. She started that nasty pizza rumor about you, and I won't even tell you what she's done to me lately, because you'd never believe it. She needs to be locked up in a high-security underground prison. In chains, I fumed. Thank goodness she transferred to another school.
I'm sorry, Nikki, but after all this drama, I don't know what to believe anymore, Brandon said grimly. Maybe I don't know you as well as I thought.
Well, that little comment sounded vaguely familiar. I'd said the exact same thing to him during our last argument. I could not believe that dude was stealing my lines. Suddenly, I noticed that the room seemed unusually quiet. That's when I turned to see the entire cafeteria gawking at us, like we were a scene from one of those overdramatic teen romance blockbuster movies. OMG, I was so embarrassed. As the bell rang, signaling lunch was over, Brandon sighed and silently stared at me. He looked like he was deeply pondering everything I'd just said, or trying to figure out who was more cuckoo, me or Mackenzie.
Nikki, honestly, I think we should just...
He hesitated and glanced at his watch. I held my breath and prayed he would give our friendship another chance.
I think we should just get to bio before we're late.
Are you coming? He asked as he dumped his lunch tray. That's when I totally panicked. Did this mean our relationship was over? Obviously, we weren't girlfriend and boyfriend, and for the past few weeks, we hadn't even been very good friends. So what exactly was our relationship? And why did it feel so overwhelming and confusing and exhilarating and special? All at the same time. Then it finally hit me. Maybe Brandon wanted to talk about things on our way to bio, you know, privately, without the entire cafeteria eavesdropping on our conversation. How romantic would that be? I turned again to look at all the faces still staring at us. Suddenly, I felt a tiny ray of hope. Maybe we could get our friendship back on track after all. That's when I smiled and finally answered his question. Okay, let's get to class. But when I turned around, Brandon was gone.